Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to another edition of Questions and Answers. This is your man T. Wash. Today I'm going to discuss the fantasy football 2019. I want to talk about the top quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, etc., etc. Personally, I'm usually in about three or four fantasy leagues. I'm in one money league where it all counts for real, and then the other three are usually for fun. So the money league is the one that I really focus on. Those other ones, I might not even do them. I might do two this year instead of the normal four or five that I do. Fantasy football could be kind of addicting. So today I want to talk about who I think the best players would be for you to pick up in fantasy football draft. Also, just a rundown of the preseason, NFL preseason week four, which is basically the dress audition game. That's where you will see the starters play like at least a quarter. And then, as usual, you guys don't have to call in and discuss the topics I'm just putting out here. If you got something you want to discuss, you can call in and we can discuss it. Put it on the table so we can discuss it. So it doesn't just have to be the topics I'm talking about. So, like I said, I want to start off by just talking about NFL preseason week four, and then we'll get into these fantasy players and who I think the best is and who I believe will probably be the best fit for your team if you're trying to win your fantasy football league. All right, so week four of the preseason, you had the Giants beating the Bengals 25-23. I'm not really going to break down and talk about all these different scores, with the exception of a few maybe. I didn't see every game, so I'm not going to sit here and just try to, you know, discuss it. But I do know in that Giants game that the rookie Daniel Jones, he looked good again. And I predict that he's going to take Eli's job by midway through the season. If Eli don't come out and have the Giants, you know, in contention with a winning record, by midseason, I believe Daniel Jones is going to take over the job. I think it's about time for Eli to go anyway. Then you have the Ravens beating the Eagles 26-15. From what I hear, Lamar Jackson looked pretty good. I guess I can click on it and check on the stats right quick. Well, it was actually Trey McSorley who played. Lamar Jackson didn't even play in the game. Trace McSorley had 203 yards passing, two touchdowns. That's the rookie quarterback out of Penn State. So he had a pretty good game. Marquise Hollywood Brown, rookie wide receiver that played at Oklahoma with Kyler Murray. I was expecting him to be good. I mean, he's fast, but he only had, let's see, three receptions for 17 yards, so that's nothing special. But I think he'll get better. He's kind of injury-prone, though, but like I said, he was Kyler Murray's main target back at Oklahoma. Okay, so then, let's see, the next score, you had my New England Patriots beating the Carolina Panthers 10-3. Brady played, like, maybe most of the first quarter. He had, like, 85 yards passing. Nothing big, you know, no big deal. He's accurate, though. I think he only missed, like, two throws, 85 yards passing. Sony Michel had a couple of big runs. So, I mean, they look pretty good. Cam Newton got hurt. That's the the big news coming out of that game is that he hurt his foot, but reports said today that he may be available by week one. So it's, you know, probably not a big deal that he got hurt. And guys, if you want to call in and talk about any of these topics, number is 1-347-843-4939. That's the number you can call in if you want to talk about any of these topics I'm throwing out here, or if you got topics you want to throw out here that, you know, that we could discuss. Then call in at 1-347-843-4939. All right, so back to the preseason. You had the Redskins beating the Falcons 19-7. The rookie quarterback for Redskins, Dwayne Haskins, not looking as great as I thought he would be. I thought he's going to come in and, you know, be a shoe over for that job, but it's looking like he's going to get beat out by Case Keenum. Like, Case Keenum going to beat him out for the starting job for the Redskins. I thought Haskins would probably be able to come in and they would, you know, start him. Gruden would start him right off the bat, but he hasn't been looking too great, so I don't think Haskins is going to get that job. He's going to start the season out on the bench. So then you had the Dolphins beating the Jaguars 22-7. You had the Packers losing to the Raiders 22-21. Tampa Bay beat the Browns 13-12. That number one offense for the Browns didn't look so great in the first quarter of play that they played against the Bucs. Jameis Winston and the Bucs offense didn't look so great either. It's kind of an ugly, meaningless game. But the Bucs end up winning 13-12. Then you had the Bills beating the Lions 24-20. You had the Bills beating the Lions 24-20. You had the Cardinals losing to the Vikings 20-9. And Kyler Murray was kind of efficient. I mean, I'm curious to see how he's going to play. I want to see when the regular season starts, if he'll be able to do anything. You know, he's so small and miniature. But being small don't mean you can't make it. Drew Brees is a small quarterback, and he's a Hall of Famer. Russell Wilson's a small quarterback, and he will be a Hall of Famer. And both of those small guys won Super Bowls. And I like Kyler Murray. He can throw the ball. He's mobile. He can move. They just need to improve their offensive line, because that was the Cardinals' issue last year. Their offensive line wasn't too great. So they need to improve that handily. Offensive line. And David Jones can ball out. Not David Jones. Their running back. I forgot the name. If he could ball out, then the Cardinals would be something special.
Questions and answers, baby.
What's going on? Who's calling?
Yo.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
What's going on?
Not much.
Check this out. This is what I want to talk about, right? It's Rob Lemon from high school, bro.
What's going on, Rob?
I want to talk about this. How do you feel about the Jay-Z situation? I want to know your point of view. Then I'm gonna come back.
I don't see a problem with Jay-Z trying to own an NFL team. A lot of people making a big deal out of it, you know,
right,
because corporate white America, you know, they don't want to have a hip-hop guy and a, you know, a rapper, a former drug dealer and all that. They don't want him to be a part of that NFL society. But, hey,
right,
we all know and they know that Jay-Z's a mogul. So,
okay,
I don't believe it should be an issue with him trying to get a piece of the NFL pie by owning the team.
Now, with that said, I think it's kind of like Red in our generation that he's in, and this is probably going to be the first opportunity we have to jump in and be part ownership and have some say-so in the NFL process. Now, I notice a lot of younger people. I'm not trying to jump on sides or, like, you know, be one-sided or be biased, but I notice that everybody else is kind of giving him shade and giving him hate. But, I mean, he said Cap did what he did, and he said let's move past kneeling. Now, when he said that, he didn't say that in the sense of, hey, forget the kneeling. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is let's make some action after the kneeling. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And see,
so,
look,
like, you know,
I was going to say that's like a big issue, especially with white America. They changed the narrative. It was never about kneeling. Kneeling didn't have anything to do with it. It was about
The job.
Rights. Yeah, it's about human rights and fairness, you know, towards people of color. That's what it was about.
There you go.
It was never about kneeling, but
there you
white
go.
America wanted to make it about that, and that's what it wasn't about that. Because I know a lot of military
really wasn't.
Who said they didn't have an issue with him kneeling. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
They know what the message was. They know
kneeling is actually a form of respect.
Mm-hmm.
It's saying I respect you. I don't believe in everything you stand for, but I respect you as a person who lives amongst you. I will give you that respect and kneel. I'll take a knee. They take it as, oh, I don't support my country, which is totally, you know, come on, man. You know.
Yeah. That's
if
crazy.
Anything,
yeah.
We want this to work more than anybody. You know what I'm saying? We stuck here.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be landless people if this don't work out eventually. You know, we want to be part of America. We want America to be good, but long story short, I'm not trying to jump off, you know, subjects or anything, but, you know, I mean, with the current situation of Jay-Z, let that man do what he does. But I know this, if he does get part ownership, how would you feel about him giving Colin Kaepernick a tryout?
I don't have a problem with it. You see the backups that's in the NFL right now? There's a lot of guys that got jobs that Colin Kaepernick is way better than talented.
Way better. Come on, my friend. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. Why not give him a shot? I would give him a trial in a
minute.
Why not?
Right.
I mean, honestly, Colin Kaepernick could be starters on, you know, could be a starter on some of these teams out here.
Right.
He just had
exactly.
to, you know, he just had to get his conditioning right and all that. But once he get his conditioning and all that stuff right, he's good enough to be a starter on one of these teams.
Okay.
No.
Hey,
I'm
with you. I feel you on that, and that's why I want to jump off with that, because, I mean, that's so important right there. Everybody worried about a chicken sandwich right now, you know. But my thing is, what's going on with the climate of your society? Like, you know, it's crazy how we so quick to jump on anybody that's part of our society that's doing anything along with white people. Like, I mean, how else do we build our own if we don't build within amongst?
Mm-hmm.
You know. I mean,
yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm happy for when we were young, Terrence, could you have thought that a rapper would be part of a billionaire boys club that would allow him to buy a part of an NFL team that we was playing on Tecmo Bowl? Really?
Yeah, that was unimaginable. We didn't think about nothing.
Come on, bro. So you gotta give people room to breathe. You can't just be quick to jump. You know, you can have an opinion on it, but don't force that opinion so bad that I'm trying to make that man look bad when you was screaming his name last week. You feel me?
Yep. I feel exactly what you're saying.
Hey, well,
I'm
about to finish this Saturday Night Feast, man. Much love to you, and I want to wish you props on doing this, man, giving the people a chance to talk, bro.
No problem, man, but I got to ask you one more thing before you go, man. So how you think your Bears going
to
do this year, man?
Okay, with this, in a quick wrap-up, okay, look, Bears is strong. We already know what we got, but at the same time, I'm going to tell you this is what I like. Trubisky reminds me of a young McMahon. I don't know why I say that, because that's when I first started watching football, and he moves around in the pocket like the boy McMahon. I mean, he's not afraid. He's not scared. He's not always looking for an out. He'll run that bad boy if he got to. He's, you know, I like the way the new quarterbacks, you know, I don't know if it's a switch up from how we used to watch football back in the day, but you can see the shift on how the quarterback is more centered. And even though he was always a leader of the team, at the same time, you got to kind of read with your defense and your offense at the same time. And I like what he's doing.
I agree with you. I believe that all the Bears need is Mitch Trubisky to up his game. If he up his level of play, from, you know, right. the way it was last year.
Then the offense is so cold. We already got – okay, okay. Do you feel that? Because I just seen on the TV show today that it said that Bears have the number one defense in the league right now. Do you feel that to be true?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so you said if we get Trubisky hard and ready, do you think this year he's ready or do you think next year he'll be ready?
I don't want to say this year. It seemed like it's going to be a process with him. Because think about it. He was
me too. Exactly.
Well, it's going to be a
right.
process.
Exactly.
I think he needs
right.
to take those
right.
steps and get better and better by the year. So I think this would be another stepping
right.
stone for him this year. And then next year
yep.
may be the year. Because that defense is already in place. All they need is
defense is in place.
Matching the defense. Yeah.
Right. Matching up to that. Hey, one love, man. Hey, much love to you. Shout out to the radio. Shout out to your family, man. You doing good, brother. I love you, bro.
All right, I love you too, man. Hey, Rob, call anytime, man.
Have a good one.
You too.
All right, got you, bro.
All right. All right, that's my man, Rob. One of my old high school buddies, like a brother. Used to cut my hair and all that, you know, give me my smooth fades back in the day with my part up the middle that my wife don't like. You know, she says she would hate it to see me with the part up the middle, but I remember them days, man, them high school days of getting the fresh blend with the waves and the part up the middle. And then Rob just hooked up those funky designs in my head. Yeah. Hey, thank you for all those cuts, man. I appreciate that all those years ago. But anyway, back to this football. And, you know, the Jay-Z stuff, man, he right. I mean, I don't understand why people are giving Jay-Z a hard time. I mean, Jay-Z's a mogul. If this man want to work with the white man, part ownership, you know, get part ownership of a team. I mean, think about it. You're going to have to – it's not a lot of black moguls out there where it could be a straight black team, you know, black team of billionaires, you know, millionaires to get an NFL squad. I honestly don't think that the NFL allowed that to happen, to have like a straight team of black men, rich black men, all put in together to buy the NFL franchise. I don't think that would happen. I mean, it'll be a little, you know, it'll be some mixing, you know, to get a team, you know, as far as like some white guys and then a black guy in there sprinkled in, you know, the way Jay-Z's situation is. It'll be like that. But as far as like having all brothers putting their money together to get an NFL franchise, I don't think the NFL will allow that to happen, man. That's too much power for too many black men. I mean, that's literally a black team, like all black ownership. I don't see that happening. I mean, that'd be sweet, but I don't see it happening. So, guys, if you want to call in and talk about Jay-Z, 1-347-843-4939. You want to talk about fantasy football? Like I said, it's fantasy football draft conversation. That's what I want to talk about today. Then call in. Tell me what you think about it. Who you believe would be the best fantasy player for your team, for your squad? I'm going to tell you mine. I just need you guys to call in if you want to discuss it. All right, so let's get back. Let me wrap up this NFL preseason. I think last team I left off before Rob called, yeah, the Bills had beat the Lions 24-20. You had the Vikings beating the Cardinals 20-9. And we have some games going on now currently, right now at this moment. You got the Cowboys jacking up the Texans. And like I said, this is a dress rehearsal game. So for the most part, a lot of the starters be playing. But I don't know. It's different this year. Deshaun Watson not playing. The quarterback for the Texans is Joe Webb. No wonder they're getting waxed like this. He's 3-6 for 19 yards. Okay, so who's running the ball for the Texans? Lamar Miller. They got... That's crazy. They got these guys I never heard of. So, and that's crazy because this is usually the dress rehearsal game where you see the starters playing. But for whatever reason, the Texans, they playing. They guys is trying to make the squad. Let's see what the Cowboys doing. The Cowboys. Yeah, the Cowboys doing the same thing. Dak Prescott. Well, he 2 of 5 for 22 yards, one touchdown. So Dak Prescott did something. Well, we all know Ezekiel Elliott's still not there. So they go on with Tony Pollard, 6 carries, 26 yards. Michael Gallup, He's a good receiver, man. I like him. He might be one of my fantasy players that I pick up. Tony Gallup. Because Amari Cooper's going to get so much attention. And you got Randall Cobb in the slot. He has to redeem himself because his last few years with the Packers, he wasn't too great. So Randall Cobb has some redeeming to do for the Cowboys. But having Amari Cooper on one side, he's going to be demanding a lot of attention. Michael Gallup probably going to have a good year this year. And he had a pretty decent year last year for the Cowboys. I mean, this game right here, he only has one reception for 12 yards, but he got one touchdown. So he may be the type of player you may want to pick up in fantasy. Okay, next you got, we just talking about the Bears, me and Rob. The Colts are winning right now, 10-0. They're beating the Bears. Ten nothing. Colts beating the Bears. Andrew Luck has been Mr. Injury Prone, and that's messed up because I really believe the Colts will do good this year. And I want to pick the Colts to be in the AFC Championship game against my Patriots. But I don't know if that's going to happen because we don't know if Andrew Luck's going to be healthy or not. I mean, it's like he's injury prone now all of a sudden. He stays hurt. So I don't know how good the Colts are going to be. The Colts not going to be good without Andrew Luck. I mean, boy, Jacoby Brissett, you know, I believe he'll be able to play good, you know, especially since, you know, he came from New England. He did come from New England. So, you know, he's going to be good. But I believe he'll play good for the Colts. I just don't think that they're playoff quality without Andrew Luck. They won't make the playoffs. And they already saying Andrew Luck, it's up and down. You don't know with the Colts. They saying he's going to be ready for week one. Then they saying he's not going to be. So who knows? I mean, who knows if Andrew Luck will be ready or not. And the Bears, they just need Mitch Trubisky. If Mitch Trubisky could up his level of play, then Bears will be good. And then later on tonight, well, actually in about 8 minutes, the Chiefs and the 49ers will be kicking off. The Rams and the Broncos will be kicking off at 9. The Seahawks and the Chargers kicking it off at 10. And tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, you got the Steelers and the Titans kicking it off. And that'll be the end of preseason week 4 right there. You got college football started back up today. So you got some football, man. Football is back. You got the 8th-ranked Florida Gators, you know, playing their rivalry game. Their rivalry game, you know, against their Florida rival, the Miami Hurricanes. Florida's winning right now 7-3, and it's in the second quarter. And, you know, the rest of the games start up on Thursday. The matchups on Thursday, you got Central Florida against Florida A&M. You got Georgia Tech against number one Clemson with that man, Trevor Lawrence, who's a monster, who I would love the Patriots to draft in a few years. Trevor Lawrence, who won the national championship last year as a freshman by beating Alabama. And I believe it's going to be down to those two teams again next year. If you want to call in and talk about college football, you want to talk about NFL preseason, you want to talk about fantasy football draft and the players and who you think is going to be the best player in the fantasy football for your team, then give me a call. Let your voice be heard. 1-347-843-4939. I'm going to take a quick break, and it'll be nice to have some calls lit up on this screen when I come back. And while I go, I'm going to let you hear my man, AI.
For the year 2G, the rap game changed for one name. Jules ain't explain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated. My slang banging, you need it. Man enough to pull a gun, be man enough to squeeze it. Damn, you don't believe it. Anything to do with millions, I'ma be with it. Hats off to the hardcore niggas, fuck the rest. So my guess, y'all useless, just talking music. Never mistake me for a fake MC, you got the wrong idea. Nigga, I'm CT, get murdered in a second and first degree. Come at me with faggot tendencies, you be sleeping with a maggot's beat. Ain't nothing kinda used to beef, actually. But when it's on, I raise first automatically. Won't catch me as a victim in a rap cavity. Dynasty Raiders hit VA in the summertime. 10 Bentleys in one line. Gas in these hands, twin 4.5s in mine. Snipers hitting niggas long distance for a race. Sons and daughters, one order, you be floating in water. Bad news, home of the Dynasty Raiders. One love to the old school niggas dead in the jail, they tried to raise us. Even the ones that tried to blaze us, couldn't even graze us. So them bitch ass niggas y'all killing don't amaze us. I'm fly, but I'm spitting with a mouthful of
waves. Representing bad news.
Hey,
yo, my homie,
set
that shit.
All right. That was my man, Allen A.I. Iverson, one of my favorite players of all time, behind Isaiah Zeke Thomas. Not the little Isaiah that played in Boston and played pretty good. He used to play at University of Washington. No, the old school Isaiah Zeke Thomas that played for my bad boy Detroit Pistons and played at IU under Bob Knight. That's my favorite basketball player of all time. And Allen Iverson is right behind him. Then following it up comes KD. So those are my three favorite players. And I got a love for Damian Lillard, too. But those are my three favorite players. So that was Allen Iverson, you know, spitting on the mic. He tried to bring the album out back when he was playing in the late 90s, but David Stern wasn't having it. So it's kind of just, you know, floating out there, so I had to get it, of course. But okay, so fantasy football. Okay, so I'm looking at the fantasy football rankings on fantasypros.com, and they have it number one for quarterbacks. I'm gonna do the quarterbacks first. They have Patrick Mahomes as number one. I would agree with that. You know, we saw the numbers he put up last year. Dude threw for 50 touchdowns. He basically has everybody coming back. So I don't see why Patrick Mahomes won't rack up, you know, a lot of touchdowns and a lot of yards again. They still have that explosive offense. There are no changes. So, I mean, I don't think he's going to duplicate the 50-touchdown season, but I definitely think he's going to be in the 40s as far as touchdown passing. Definitely. They have Deshaun Watson at number two. I'm going to agree with that, too, because the simple fact, Deshaun Watson, his rookie year started off ridiculously. He was the best quarterback in the league like those first 6 or 7 weeks, and then he got hurt and went down and tore his ACL. Last year, I mean, he had a decent season. He threw for 29 touchdowns last year and had like 15 picks, so that's still good. But this year, I'm expecting him to be even better. Because he would have had a full year coming off that ACL injury. It usually takes a full season to come back from an injury like that. And I think that Deshaun Watson is going to be back to the way he was his rookie year. And I could see him passing for in the 40s too. He still got DeAndre Hopkins. If Will Fuller could stay healthy a full season, that's going to be offense right there. You know, so I could definitely see Deshaun Watson in the late 30s, early 40s as far as touchdown passes. And then he's going to be able to run. He's going to give you some scrambles too. He might give you a few rushing touchdowns. So Deshaun Watson at the number two spot, I would agree with that. I'm going to tell you who I would take. And who I'm going to take is they have him in tier two. But the third quarterback, they have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you can't go wrong with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers had a down year. Everybody says Aaron Rodgers had a down year last year, but the dude threw for like 26 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. And somehow that's a down year. That's crazy to me. I mean, he didn't look normal. He didn't look the way he was, you know, the way he used to look. You know, the way we used to see Aaron Rodgers, he didn't look like that last year. But he still threw for 26 touchdowns and 2 interceptions, man. And people say that's a down year. That's crazy. So Aaron Rodgers, I mean, honestly, you could rotate Aaron Rodgers between 2 and 3. So however you would want to do it, if you want to put Aaron Rodgers at number 2 and Deshaun Watson at 3, I would agree with that. But I agree with the way it is now. They got Mahomes 1, Deshaun Watson 2, Aaron Rodgers 3. Okay, at number 4 is who I'm going to probably, who I'm going to try to take, you know, in my fantasy league. And that's Baker Mayfield. They got Baker Mayfield ranked as the number four quarterback in the fantasy draft. I completely agree with that because he has Odell Beckham Jr. He has David Njoku at the tight end spot. He has Jarvis Landry at the other receiving spot. He got Antonio Callaway, that fast receiver out of Florida, who made plays last year for him. He has him at wide receiver. I mean, this dude got weapons galore. He got Nick Chubb out of the backfield that can catch the ball. He's going to have Kareem Hunt out of the backfield in about 10 weeks who can catch the ball. I mean, this dude got weapons everywhere on offense. I'm expecting the Browns to have the second-best offense in the league behind the Chiefs. So, Baker Mayfield, he's going to be my number one pick. I don't think I'll be able to, you know, I don't think I would get Mahomes because for whatever reason in fantasy drafts, I'd never get the top pick. But I can see Baker Mayfield, you know, drop what? Let's say if I was like the number eight pick, I can see Baker Mayfield dropping to number eight. He's going to be the one that I take. He's going to be the quarterback I take because, like I said, he got a lot of things to work with. I can see Baker throwing for at least 40 touchdowns. At least. I'm going to say at least. I'm expecting a lot of things from the Browns this year. I'm expecting them to have an explosive offense and be second behind the Chiefs. At number five, they got Matt Ryan. I don't know. To me, Matt Ryan is kind of taking a downfall. Matt Ryan has been right since they choked the Super Bowl to my New England Patriots. In my opinion, Matt Ryan hasn't been right since then. That whole team hasn't been right. Because that was a colossal choke. 28-3 in the Super Bowl, and you choke it. I don't think the Falcons are going to ever be right again. I don't think they'll ever make it to the Super Bowl again because of how bad they choked that. So, Matt Ryan, I don't know if Matt Ryan's going to be – Matt Ryan's not the same to me. He didn't have an explosive season last year. I mean, he still got Julio. He got Calvin Ridley, who I picked up last year in fantasy, who was, like, iffy. You know, he was up and down. What? Still got Mohamed Sanu. Of course, still got Julio Jones. So, he has weapons. But Devontae Freeman out the backfield, he could catch the ball and make some plays. But I just don't – I don't have any faith in Matt Ryan. But they got him as a number five quarterback. They got Andrew Luck at number six. I would put Andrew Luck above Matt Ryan. But, once again, we don't know how healthy Andrew Luck is going to be. Is Andrew Luck going to be able to give him a full season? He's going to have to give the Colts a full season if the Colts want to go anywhere. I mean, he has to. Guys, if you want to call in and talk about these fantasy quarterbacks or a player in general, NFL preseason, and, you know, with my show, it's whatever topics you want to talk about. If you got something you want to throw out on the table to discuss, you can. Just call in. Let your voice be heard. 1-347-843-4939. Andrew Luck is the number six quarterback. I would move him to number five and move Matt Ryan to number six. And like I said, it all depends on if Andrew Luck can stay healthy. If he can stay healthy for the full season, he's going to have a good year because he has weapons also. A lot of these top quarterbacks that they got in these rankings got good offensive players to help them with their numbers. You know, Andrew Luck, he still has T.Y. Hilton. They just picked up my man from Carolina. Oh, my God. I can't remember his name. Wide receiver for Carolina, they picked him up. He's basically a big body, but he should be at a red zone, and, you know, a red zone threat. Tight end, they nice, you know. Eric Ebron, who I considered a bust when he left Detroit because he didn't do nothing in Detroit. He got to Indianapolis, man. He's making plays. So they got a two-headed monster at tight end. You know, they got Eric Ebron, and then Jack Doyle will be back. He was one of Luck's favorite targets. He'll be back. So Andrew Luck's going to have weapons too. Marlon Mack coming out of the backfield. He can catch the ball. He can run it. I mean, so I see a lot of plays being made.
Questions and answers, baby.
Hello. My name's Herman, and I live in Seattle.
What's going on, Herm? How you doing?
I'm cool, and something was wrong with my radio. I thought you said something about Baker Mayfield having 40 touchdowns this year, but I'm sure that's not right. So I just...
No, I actually believe you will, Herm, because, man, he got a lot of weaponry, man. I think the Cleveland Browns are going to win the AFC North, and I think he's going to get them to the playoffs. See, I'm a Baker Mayfield fan, man. I liked him in Oklahoma. I wanted the Patriots to draft him, which they were going to draft him if they would allow Belichick to trade Gronk. They were going to draft Baker, and I was all for it. So
okay.
I'm a Baker Mayfield fan, man, and I believe that he has the weaponry there. Like I said, you got David Njoku at the tight end spot, who's steadily improving every year. You got Jarvis Landry. You got Odell Beckham Jr. You got Antonio Callaway. You're going to have Kareem Hunt after 10 weeks. We know he can catch the ball and run out of the backfield. You got Nick Chubb. I mean, he has a lot of weapons, man. So I believe Baker Mayfield can do it.
You're about to assign 40 touchdown passes to a sophomore quarterback. I find that to be a little lofty.
Well, you know he had 27 last year, right? As a rookie, he didn't even play the full season, Herm.
Okay, I see that, but you know that's an additional 13 touchdowns. That's a lot of touchdowns, man.
Think about it. He didn't have ODB last year either.
Correct. That's true too. But you know, I find it now. You know, we've had an entire offseason to prepare for him and his style of play. The tape's out on him. You don't think anything of regression? You don't think you don't have subscribed to that at all?
I mean, of course he's going to have, like, a sophomore slump. I do believe he's going to have a sophomore slump. I don't think he's going to be hot the whole season. But Baker Mayfield's the type of quarterback that catch fire, man. I mean, we've seen him do it. I think that he'll make some adjustments. I mean, I'm with you. These teams, they got tape on them now.
No.
They're going to make adjustments.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not worried about his adjustment. I'm worried about everyone else's adjustment to him, getting that tape out on him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The league's going to adjust to him. He's not going to surprise anybody next season, okay? Not one person.
I agree with that. I think he's talented, man. And I like him because he's just tough. He's tough. He's talented.
Okay.
He has the arm strength. And with these extra weapons there, I think that's going to help him a lot. I think he's going to improve. So I guess that's why I'm giving him like 13 extra touchdowns. Because of the simple fact the Odell Beckham Jr. factor is there, too, to go along with everybody else that's going to be a year better.
That's true. That's true. And a year older. Don't forget about that as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you know what? I'll bet you two Popeye's chicken sandwiches, man, that he doesn't even touch 35.
You know what? I'll take that bet, man. And whenever you come down here to Indianapolis, man, we going to pay it. The winner gets it.
Okay. Good. Like I said, two Popeye chicken sandwiches to me after he doesn't even get 35.
Okay, man. Like I said, man, I'm going to take that bet, man. I got faith in my boy, man. I think he will. I think he's going to do it, man.
Oh, fantastic. I am so hungry. That's beautiful.
So, you got anything else, man? What else you got, man?
Oh, you know what? Just looking forward to the upcoming season, man. You know, I don't really know what to make of anything. I did a fantasy draft today, and some really weird things started to happen. People are drafting quarterbacks too early, and I got a problem with that. You know?
You do? Well, you
yes,
know what's crazy?
Course.
Hey, mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you because, like I was, I've been talking about. I'm usually in five fantasy leagues, man. One of them count
Ew.
For real. That's the money league. So
okay.
I'm gonna break it down. I'm probably gonna just do two this year. I'm gonna do the money league again, and I'm gonna do another one. And it's crazy because every year my number one pick is always Gronk, man. Every year.
Oh.
I know, man.
I think
I gotta change my strategy. Yeah, I know. I gotta change my strategy. So, dude, hey, if Baker's there, man, I'm going with Baker, man. That's my number one pick, man. I am.
Okay, so what's Let me ask, your number one pick, so first round you're going with a quarterback, huh?
Yep.
Do you know, do you know that the quarterback position is the deepest it's ever been in history?
Yeah, there's a lot of good quarterbacks out here. Like,
I mean,
the mock drafts are
drafting good quality cornerbacks in like round 12 this year, so I don't know why you ever do a thing like that. Okay.
So who you going with first? You went with a running back first, or wide receiver?
My first pick was running back out of his name is it's not Saquon Barkley. It's the next one. McCaffrey out of Carolina.
Christian McCaffrey. That's a good pick,
yes.
Man, because he could do both. Saquon would definitely be number one. Le'Veon, he had a 4-year rest, so he's gonna be a top pick. David Johnson out of Arizona. He's gonna be a good pick.
I feel like David Johnson has consistently underachieved for the last 2 to 3 years, man.
Well, not three. He was hurt last year. But the year before that, man, he was good. But he gets hurt. He's kind of injury prone. That's the thing I don't like about him.
Right.
I like Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb from Cleveland. He had a hell of a year last year.
He's in a quagmire. He's got Kareem Hunt to think about, and was it Duke Johnson or whatever?
No, they traded Duke Johnson with the Texans now. He wanted to get out of there. They traded him. But Kareem Hunt's not going to be around for 10 weeks.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's absolutely so.
You could get him for like 10 weeks. You know, get some run out of him for 10 weeks. And,
that's true, too.
Before Kareem Hunt come back and take the job.
I mean, assuming he can take the job.
Yeah, assuming he can. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Okay. All right, quarterback, man.
Why do you got a problem with people taking quarterbacks first? Because of how deep it is?
It's so deep. I mean, there's like literally you could take the first 8 to 9 rounds off, man, and you could still come out with a Russell Wilson. You could still come out with a Kirk Cousins. You know?
Yeah, I agree with that.
There's not a real reason considering how short, three down running backs are. There's no reason to not invest in that, you know.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, if I was to take a running back first, if it's not Saquon Barkley, I would go with Dalvin Cook out of Minnesota because I liked him as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
He got hurt, but he's been looking good in the preseason the way he was when he came out of Florida State. Man, he catches it, he runs it, he does it all. So I would take him, man. I think he's going to have a bounce back year. Dalvin Cook out of Minnesota. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, I certainly do. But, you know, my sources have told me to try and invest in the guy in Kansas City.
Damian Williams?
Back. Yes, that's the guy. I picked him.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's a good pick, man. You see what he did to our boys in the AFC Championship game. And he's not going to do nothing but get better because now he's the starter. And you know what's crazy?
Yeah, so.
You know he was up in New England too, dude. But he didn't make the he only stayed for like a few games and left.
Wow.
He was in New England, dude. Last season at the beginning of the year, he was in New England. He was in Foxborough, dog. That's crazy. Hey,
what? Huh? What's that?
James White. I always pick up James White every year too. I mean, you know he's going to get the ball out of the backfield as far as catching. Now, I wouldn't get him as a runner, but as a pass-catching third down back, James White is a good pickup, dog, because you know he's going to get at least 7 or 8 receptions in some games.
Yeah, certainly. He's a good flex guy. I would put him in the flex position.
And I wanna take Sonny Michel, man. Now, I'm going to ask you your advice. I kind of want to take Sonny Michel in the later rounds, man, because it seems like he's going to be their touchdown machine. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to be the one with the touchdowns as far as their running back spot. What do you think, man? You think I should take some of the show in the later rounds?
With respect to his injuries, I went with Damian Harris. I've seen him in the preseason. He looks really, really good.
Uh-huh.
I've skipped right over Sonny Michel. I give him 2-3 games, and he'll be somewhere else rehabbing.
Yeah. Okay, well, hey, I mean, this questions and answers, man, so I'm going to ask you some questions, too. So who do you think I should pick a tight end, man? Who you think a good tight end would be out there besides, the Kelce's and my man from the Eagles? Like, who the sleeper tight end out there?
You know what? Your boy, I think with the amount of weapons that Baker Mayfield has, they're going to stretch the field so far, man. And I feel like David Njoku, man, he's probably going to get his just due, man.
Yeah, I like him, man. And that's my point about Baker Mayfield, throwing for 40. I think he has a lot of weapons, man.
Okay, well, listen, man, I'm just, 40 is not like a drive-through sort of thing.
I don't know, man. It's a pass and leave now, Herm. You know how many guys had, high 30s and 40s and 50s last year? I mean, Andrew Luck had, over 40. Mahomes had 50. Kirk Cousins had, over 30. Tom Brady had 29. Even Mitch Trubisky for the Bears had, 28. So that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's an ass league, man. So
I know, but 40 touchdowns is a lot. A lot.
It is, man. I guess I'm just, looking at their offense, man. I think they're going to have the number two offense in the league behind the Chiefs, man. I do, man.
Okay.
You just be ready to give me my chicken sandwiches next summer.
Hey, listen, baby, I'm a man that always pays his debt, so please get it.
I want spicy chicken sandwiches, man. I don't know if Popeye's do spicy, but I know Wendy's do.
Yeah, you know what? Don't make me angry, man. You'll get a fistful of Burger King coupons, man.
All right,
with
man,
that, man, I'll leave you, man. Take care of yourself.
Okay, man. Thanks, Herm. Hey, good talking to you, man. Call anytime.
My
buddy.
Pleasure. Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, that's my boy Herm, my fellow Patriot fan. You know, as Patriot fans, we got to stick together. We got a disagreement. We got to agree to disagree on this one, though. I believe my boy Baker's going to have a hell of a season. I think he's going to throw at least 40 touchdowns in his second full season. Now, like I said, the dude threw for 29 touchdowns, 27 or 29 touchdowns last season, and he didn't even play the full season. And on top of it, he got Odell Beckham Jr. now to add to the mix. So he's going to get them 13 more touchdowns. He's going to get at least 40. So my man Herm going to owe me a chicken sandwich. But back to these quarterbacks. Like I said, they got Andrew Luck ranked number 6. They got Cam Newton ranked number 7. But the thing about Cam Newton is, he's injury prone. He hurt his foot in the preseason game against my Patriots. They saying he should be ready for week 1, but, Cam Newton already had surgery on his other foot or other ankle. So it's like he has shoulder surgery this past offseason. So it's like he's a beat-up man, man. He's always hurt. So who knows what Cam going to give you. I mean, his one of his good weapons is that he can run the ball and scramble and get you touchdowns that way too. But I think he's going to have to slow down on that because he's starting to get hurt too much. So I don't know if I have Cam at number 7. At number 8, they got Carson Wentz. Another good player that's injury prone, and he's young. He didn't even get the last 2 years. Wait, he was out the season before, and somehow, some way, Nick Foles, he went out the whole season, but he's out most of it. And then somehow, some way, Nick Foles got lucky and got them to the Super Bowl and won. And then last year, Nick Foles had to come in, on relief again because Carson Wentz couldn't finish the season because of injuries. So he's proven that he's injury prone to be a young man. But when he plays, he's a monster. I mean, he can throw the ball. So just because of his injury history, I don't want to have him in the top 10. Him and Cam Newton, I mean, like I said, Cam Newton, they have number 7. They got Carson Wentz, number 8. They got Russell Wilson, number 9. I would put Russell Wilson above both of those guys. Because Russ gives you a full season. Russ was literally the whole damn team last year for Seattle. He had 35 passing touchdowns last year. And, once again, he's mobile. He can scramble. He'd get you a couple rushing touchdowns. Now, it's going to hurt him that he lost Doug Baldwin. That's going to hurt. But they got those other speedy wide receivers, and I can't think of their names right now. But they got those other speedy wide receivers. They drafted that DJ, DJ Metcalf guy, that big guy. They drafted him at receiver. Got to see how good he'll be. I don't know. Is he just all muscle or can he actually you know, catch the ball with some good hands. I don't know. We're going to find that out when the season starts. So I wonder if Russell Wilson's production will go down because he lost Baldwin. Baldwin was one of the most defendable. Oh, Lockett. Tyler Lockett. That's the other receiver you got, the speedy guy who could make plays. So I kind of think Russ' production might go down a little bit with the loss of Doug Baldwin. But I still would leapfrog him over Carson Wentz and Cam Newton because Russell Wilson is dependable. He'll give you 16 games and the playoffs. We don't know those other two guys, Cam Newton and Carson Wentz, going to be able to do that. Then number 10, they got Drew Brees. I would leapfrog Drew Brees over Carson Wentz and Cam Newton. Once again, because little Drew Brees, my Purdue guy, he'll give you a full season. We know what he can do. We know what he could throw, how he could throw the ball. He got Michael Thomas, one of the best, most underrated receivers in the league who got his money this year and who deserved it. And somehow, some way, I wish he could have went to my Patriots. That would have been smooth, sweet. But, you know, my Patriots, they don't pay nobody, so he'd never go there. But he got Michael Thomas. I think he still got Ted Ginn Jr. You know, so Drew Brees still has weapons. Drew Brees still can make plays. I would leapfrog Drew Brees above Carson Wentz and Cam Newton. So I don't agree with their top 10. Like, this lower half of the 10, I'm not agreeing with. I agree with the first six, Mahomes, Watson, Aaron Rodgers, Baker Mayfield. Well, I don't know. I'm kind of iffy on Matt Ryan. You know, I'll take Matt Ryan out of that. I'll put Drew Brees up in the top six. I don't know about Matt Ryan. They got Jared Goff at number 11, who had a hell of a year last year. He just couldn't close out in the Super Bowl. You know, that Patriot defense is all on him. He couldn't make any plays in the Super Bowl. But other than that, Jared Goff had a good season. Hey, they helped me win my fantasy league 2 years ago. I had Jared Goff, the money league. I won the money league 2 years ago because of Jared Goff and Todd Gurley. I had the combination. I had both of them. And both of them gave me numbers and production. It helped me win that fantasy league title. So I got nothing but love, but with, you know, for Jared Goff. And he has weapons too. He still got Robert Brooks. He still got oh, my God. My guy that used to play for the Saints and the Patriots. Cooks. Brandon Cooks. He still got Brandon Cooks. He still got Robert Brooks. He still got Todd Gurley. You know, hopefully he healthy this year because he didn't look too good in the Super Bowl and against the Saints. He basically went through the playoffs hurt. So we all know Todd Gurley, when he's healthy, he's a beast too. He'll give it to you running. He'll give it to you out of backfield catching the ball. And you want guys like that, you know, in your fantasy draft. Guys, make sure you get a running back that can run the ball and that got good hands to catch the ball out of the backfield. That's double your production. That's double the points for you. Like I said, Todd Gurley, the James Whites. Now, I'm just talking about some of the best pass-catching backs. Todd Gurley, James Whites. Todd Gurley could do both. James White, strictly a pass-catching back. Christian McCaffrey, he could do both. He's the starting running back for the Panthers. So he can run the ball, and he can catch it out of the backfield. You know, guys like that, you want in your squad. At number 12, they got Jameis Winston, who's been a big disappointment for me. I don't know about Jameis Winston. I don't think I would take him. He's been inconsistent, and it's crazy because he was good at Florida State. I like Jameis Winston's game. I mean, he was a monster at Florida State. That's when he had Kelvin Benjamin just slinging the ball up to him. He catching it, touchdown. Jameis Winston won the Heisman. It's like ever since he got to the league, he still act like he crazy. You know, he still brought that immatureness to the NFL with him that he had at Florida State. I mean, walking out of store with crabs and, you know, messing with people in Ubers and stuff, messing with women in Ubers. And I mean, just doing dumb stuff. So hopefully with their new coach being there, Bruce Arians, hopefully he'll get his act together and, you know, start being the quarterback that I and everybody else thought he would be. So I thought James Winston was going to be good. I mean, he got Mike Evans, man. Mike Evans, one of the best receivers in the league. So he has a weapon, a main weapon, you know, to get the ball to. So Jameis need to get it together, but they have him at 12. And already they got the rookie Kyler Murray as the 13th ranked quarterback. That's crazy. He hasn't even proven himself yet. I like Kyler Murray. I like him when he's at Oklahoma. He has a cannon. He's a little guy. He has a cannon. You know, he has flexibility. He can move in the pocket. But, man, he should not be above Ben Roethlisberger. He definitely shouldn't be above Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers is a wily vet that can still play, man. In fact, if Melvin Gordon get his act together, I got the Chargers going to the either them or the Colts. I have the Chargers or the Colts going to the AFC Championship game to face my Patriots. Because as long as Brady don't get hurt, the Patriots are going to be in the AFC Championship game. I mean, especially if they get home field. Patriots get home field, they're going to be there. So the race is for number two, who's going to be facing them. And I believe that's going to either be the Chiefs, the Chargers, or the Colts. And right now, I want to see the Chargers. If Melvin Gordon come back, it's going to be the Chargers. So how are they going to have Phillip Rivers below Kyler Murray? I'm not agreeing with FantasyPros.com on that. And I'm starting to come to the end of the show. So my next show on Thursday, I'm going to finish up these fantasy draft rankings. Right now, today has just been quarterbacks. So on Thursday's show, we'll get to the running backs, the tight ends, the receivers. You know, because like I said, hey, football is here, basically. We're 2 weeks away from opening night. Thursday night football, Chicago Bears, Green Bay Packers. Even though it should be the Patriots opening with the Steelers. You know, they usually open with the championship first. You know, the champions play first. But since it's the 100-year anniversary, they had to put two of the oldest rivalries, you know, to face off against one another, which I understand, and it's cool. Patriots will be on Sunday night football against the Steelers. So, you know, all the Patriot haters and all the Patriot lovers, as myself, we'll be able to see that sixth championship banner rising in the great Foxborough Stadium where I've been three times. You know, so all you haters, you know, you hate the Patriots, but you're going to watch them because you want to see them lose so bad. So, you know, you get to see that on Sunday night football. But Thursday night football, open the day, which will make my wife and my brothers and, you know, her side of the family all happy. You know, they Packers open against the Bears, you know. So, you'd be curious to see how that game goes because, like I said, if Mitch Trubisky could play good, I think the Bears are going to be – you know, they're going to be well, man. They're going to be right there in the mix. And I think that's going to be a crazy division. That NFC North is going to be a crazy division because you got the Bears. They're going to be good. You got the Packers. They're going to be good. And you got the Vikings. I mean, I think the Vikings, it all depends on Kirk Cousins, how good they can be. So you have three teams vying for that division title, and one of them going to be vying for a wild card spot. So that could be the type of division where somebody with a winning record not going to make the playoffs. So that's going to be fun, man. And a few more quarterbacks before I get off here and sign off. But like I said, Kyler Murray at 13, I completely disagree with that. 14, they got Lamar Jackson. I completely disagree with that. I mean, I like Lamar Jackson. He's good at Louisville. But it's like he can throw the ball a little better in college than he can in the pros. You know, he's one of those scramblers, you know. If he could improve his, you know, game in the pocket, then Lamar Jackson could be a beast. But right now, he's just a runner. So I wouldn't have him above Ben Roethlisberger, who they got at number 15. Dak Prescott, he's all right. I'm not a big Dak guy. And then Phillip Rivers at 17 is a joke. I would have Phillip Rivers above Prescott, Roethlisberger, Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray and Jameis Winston. I have Phillip Rivers above all those guys. So I don't agree with that. But guys, this is the end. I'm going to be signing off here. And I want to thank my man Rob for calling in. I want to thank my man Herm. I really appreciate it. Call back anytime. Next show, Thursday, questions and answers. Have a good night.